107.7 FM. It's me, Puff, you know.
Storm. You're in tune to Tropical Storm.
Tropical Storm with DJ Big D.
The new self-titled EP by heavy psychedelic rock four-piece, Shatterhorn. Get it at shatterhorn.bandcamp.com. That's shatterhorn.bandcamp.com.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and tonight I'm going to have a focus on post-rock, slowcore, droning stuff, slow stuff, despairing, anxious, all that sort of thing. First song, really fits the bill there, is called A Quick One Before the Eternal Worm Devours Connecticut. That was the first song of the hour. Off of the album Death Consciousness, by the band Have a Nice Life. Death Consciousness is definitely one of my favorite albums. I have some poignant memories associated with it. I think the one that stands out the most is listening to the album start to finish when I was a little bit ill, head spinning, stomach a little bit upset, couldn't really stand without feeling like I was going to throw up. And I was living with my coworkers at the time and ended up quarantined to my room, just lying there in the dark, staring up at the ceiling, blasting Death Consciousness, going through that. I think I listened to a couple black metal albums after that. I think that's really, there's something about being ill that really brings on that despairing feeling, kind of the feeling of almost nothingness. And I think that's what's captured really, really well by A Quick One Before the Eternal Worm Devours Connecticut. And I gotta say, I also am a bit of a fan of those really long song names. There are a couple other songs off of that album. I think in particular, I Don't Love and Earth Mover, the very last two tracks off the album that really capture me as well. I think those are the biggest, actually Earth Mover would definitely be the biggest moment for me on that album. It's got this really intense buildup that comes crashing down. Anyway, break away from this. There are going to be a few more songs that I play this half hour. First one is a song called Hollowing off the album Gently by Barewire Sun, a guy originally from Eastern Europe, now based out of Ontario, Canada. So pretty happy to play that. Also going to be playing quite a few other songs. Well, not very many songs, they tend to be long, but I'll be playing more music from Canadian artists tonight just because there's a lot of good Canadian post-rock that comes out. Barewire Sun is definitely along the lines of, I'd call it post-rock, but maybe I don't know well enough. I've seen it described as slowcore or even drone metal. And regardless of that, I think it's suitable for tonight, and I think it captures the mood quite well. So anyway, this song is called Hollowing by Barewire Sun. Thank you. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. The last song you heard there was Frederica by the band Do Make Say Think. It's from the Toronto area. Before that was a song I alluded to before called Hollowing by the band, or artist rather, that goes by Bare Wire Sun. Two sort of different tracks. I think they're both... I guess the latter is more post-rock and the prior more drone or slowcore. More despairing in the first, definitely a little bit more upbeat in the Do Make Say Think track. Anyway, there's going to be another change of pace after the break. Coming up after that is going to be a song from the post-rock, noisy, screamo band Korea.
CILU is sponsored in part by the Students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Rec and Culture Division of Thunder Bay, bringing free events to the waterfront and all of Thunder Bay. Check out thunderbay.ca/events for more info and follow them on Facebook. Joey's Restaurant, a tasty little place for seafood, located at 595 Arthur Street West. Visit them Tuesdays for all-you-can-eat fish and chips and Thursdays $5 fish tacos. Some conditions apply. The Thunder Bay Blues Fest. Log on to tbayblues.ca to keep up with all the news on Thunder Bay's largest annual music festival, entering its 19th year in 2020.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari, and this show is Past Tense. The last song you heard there, that I just played, roughly translated to English, is 1,000 Million Crows by the band Korea, which is spelled with a C, off of their album, again, roughly translated to English, as The Worst 7 Kilometers of My Life. Spanish band, got an interesting, I guess, long-distance running motif going for that album. I wish I could pick through the lyrics and figure out what's going on, but the vocals are not only screamed, and it's an obscure album, but I believe it's also in Spanish, so I don't think there's any good chance of me being able to pick those things apart anytime soon. It is an album I enjoy a lot. It's very musically dense. Not only does it do some really good screamo, but it also treads into post-rock territory and has segments of noise thrown into the middle. I think the song that I just played was the very last song off of the album, and it goes kind of, starts off with the screamo, goes into the noise, and then ends on the screamo again. So it's an album I enjoy a lot, and I think it captures aggression while still managing to hold on to emotion behind it. It's not just pure, you know, thrashing around. It really captures some sort of feeling of despair and frustration that I managed to pick up on out of it. Maybe it's just me, but that's what I get anyway. Maybe it's just the state of mind that I'm in currently. I feel like all the songs that I played were running on some sort of feeling of despair that unites them thematically. I'm always trying to pull something together to make my sets cohesive, whether I'm going off of a unified emotional theme or something like a common genre among all the songs. And I think I'm capturing that tonight, even if I am playing slowcore within the same set as screamo. But anyway, I think they just capture different ends, I suppose different ends would be the right way to put it. The different ends to despair, feelings of frustration, the feelings of annihilation, maybe. And perhaps, whereas that one song might represent the frustration and aggression that comes out of despair, the earlier songs, especially the Have a Nice Life track, A Quick One Before the Eternal Worm Devours Connecticut, would probably capture the feeling of inaction due to despair. Despair just leading to more despair. Anyway, kind of interesting for me to do. I've kind of wanted to do a set sort of like this for a while. The last time I did a really slow and mellow set was probably around Christmas when I did slowcore only. And I had a lot of fun doing that. I had a lot of fun coming up with the tracks. That was also a period of time where I was spending a lot of time at home. So it allowed me to just sit in my basement and pick through the music that I wanted to do. Sit down there and listen to the tracks late at night, as I'm doing now. And because of the way that things are going currently, LU Radio is closed off to volunteers, and I get to record this from home. So it's an interesting feeling doing all of this from home, being in a little bit more control, but also not doing it on the fly, not just directly broadcasting onto the air. So it's an interesting experience. I'm glad I'm getting to do it just for the sake of learning it as a skill, especially messing around with the song files as well as the recordings of my audio for this. So it's interesting, and I think it's also good that we're staying safe during this period of time, taking the precautions that we can, and still banding together to do what we love, which includes, for me, running this radio show. It's a fun little exercise for me that I get to take part in every week. I definitely enjoy the songs that I put on air, so I'm happy to be able to do it, even though I can't go into the station currently. Anyway, I've got a song that I really, really want to play. It's a Godspeed You, Black Emperor song. This is a Canadian band. I'm sure quite a few people know of them, and I'll be playing a track off of their F-sharp, A-sharp Infinity album. It's one that I think is kind of fitting for the current state that things are in. And it's been a long time since I've given Godspeed You a really serious listen. I know there's also a Silver Mount Zion, which is, I guess, maybe a side project or a spin-off project from some of the people that take part in Godspeed You, Black Emperor. So those are some discographies that I have to pick through again. I know that Godspeed You has released some more material in the years since I've listened to them, so there's more for me to look at, and man, I think it's been since I was maybe in high school or before I went into university that I really seriously listened to them, and and pick through some of their albums. So it'll be interesting to go through those again. And maybe this will be a good reintroduction for me to play the song on air and really settle into it, you know. Like I said before, I think it is a good, suitable, fitting track. It's got some nice spoken word poetry thrown in at the start, so I'm happy to play it. Anyway, the song is called The Dead Flag Blues off of the Godspeed You Black Emperor album called F-sharp, A-sharp, Infinity.
Car's on fire, and there's no driver at the wheel. And the sewers are all muddied with 1,000 lonely suicides. And a dark wind blows. The government is corrupt, and we're on so many drugs with the radio on and the curtains drawn. We're trapped in the belly of this horrible machine, and the machine is bleeding to death. The sun has fallen down, and the billboards are all leering, and the flags are all dead at the top of their poles. It went like this. Buildings toppled in on themselves. Mothers clutching babies picked through the rubble and pulled out their hair. The skyline was beautiful on fire. Metal stretching upwards. Everything washed in a thin orange haze. I said, kiss me, you're beautiful. These are truly the last days. You grabbed my hand and we fell into it like a daydream or a fever. Thank you. one morning and fell a little further down. For sure it's the Valley of Death. I open up my wallet, and it's full of blood.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is past tense, just about to end now, as we're going to be nearing 9 o'clock. That last song there was the Dead Flag Blues, first song off of Godspeed You Black Emperor's album F-sharp, A-sharp, Infinity. I think it's a really suitable song for the period of time that we're going through, and I really love the sort of different tones that it shifts through. At the start, I've used the word a lot now, but the start is very despairing, and then the hopeful note that it takes at the end is something that I really appreciate. It's something that when I first reheard it, as I mentioned before, I need to reintroduce myself to Godspeed You Black Emperor. When I first reheard that song, it really washed over me. It hit me kind of hard in terms of just thinking about my life and how things are going at the moment. So it's something that I immensely appreciated as a piece of art, as a piece of music. So very happy to play that on air. And I'm glad I found a way to fit it into a playlist. Has some other really suitable songs that go along with it. And recording this from home, it's a very different feeling. I can't say I dislike it, but it's certainly interesting. There's a different tone, and maybe that comes across in the recording. Got my furnace blasting behind me, and this is the end of the show. So thanks for tuning in if you listened, and come by again next week if you want to listen again.
The COVID-19 coronavirus is spreading to more countries globally. While there are still only a small number of cases in Canada, it is important to be prepared. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic the flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to stay home and self-isolate, or to seek medical attention. Wash hands frequently for 20 seconds with soap and water, or disinfect with an alcohol-based hand rub. Avoid